Okay, so I'm Mert Arrell, I'm at My Monitors Medical Center. Before that, for 15 years, I worked at Kings County Hospital. I don't know if anybody from county is here. And so there was a night, it was like a million o'clock at night. I was an early attending. And the ER was just a mess, as usual. And I get a call from EMS, and the guy said, the paramedic says, oh, you know, we're bringing in this bum. We found him in the subway, respiratory arrest, and we're bagging him. We're gonna get him out of the subway car, get him up the stairs. It's gonna take a long time. In about half an hour, we'll be there. And I said, all right. Hung up the phone. I was like, bum? Like, that's not a word that, you know, it's a very judgmental word. And I realized that, you know, the word that we use now is homeless or unhoused. And whenever there's an entity for which you have to sort of keep changing the word, it says something about that thing. It says that it's sort of full of stigma and suffering. And at the same time, there are people who are trying to recuperate it and make it livable and restore it and, you know, restore dignity to it, I guess. And that's the place of homelessness in emergency medicine. You guys all work in the ER, you know, the homeless are kind of one of, you know, characters that, you know, populate our work. They're the protagonists in some ways. So anyway, this guy shows up and he looks like a bum. He's got like a scraggly beard. And like, you know, it looks like a mess. His clothes are really like messy and dirty, and he's covered in vomit. And now he's intubated because he lost his airway, and then he loses his pulse. And we're doing CPR. And I think to myself, you know, this guy, I'm gonna call this one early. I'm not gonna let it go for a long time. Because, you know, out-of-hospital cardiac arrest is, the statistics are dismal. And then add to that, he's homeless. Like, there's nobody waiting for him. There's no, he has no social capital. He has no help. He has no resources. So this is what's going through my mind, for better or for worse. I don't know. Don't judge me. And then a phone starts ringing. And I reach down, and it's not my phone. Everybody, like, looks at their phone. And the phone keeps ringing, and it's like coming from his pocket. So I reach into his pocket, and it's a Los Angeles number. I'm like, whoa. And I excuse myself and go outside. Hello? Hey, Jim. That's not his real name, but Jim. I'm so sorry. This isn't Jim. Jim, actually, we're in the emergency room. Jim is actually very sick. He's actually getting CPR right now. Oh my God, are you serious? Oh my goodness. I just saw him like a few weeks ago, and I can't believe it. And I was like, listen, maybe you can help me. Does he have any medical problems? Does he have any allergies? And the guy's like, oh, I can't believe it. He's so full of life. He's so creative and full of vitality. I was like, listen, does he have any allergies? I don't know why I was like fixated on allergies. And he's like, I don't know. I don't know him that way. We just work together, you know? And he's like a brilliant guy. You know who he is, right? And I was like, no, who is he? And he proceeds to explain that he is one of the foremost music producers in the country. And he names some of the bands that this guy produces. And I know all of them, and I wish I could tell you, but that would identify him maybe. And I'm like, wow, okay. And he's like, where are you anyway? And I'm like, county, Kings County. He's like, what? He's like, a Kings County Hospital in Brooklyn. He's like, oh. Are we getting transferred somewhere? Okay. It's not stable. We got to stabilize him. But I will, you know, I'll be in touch with you. And hang up, get his phone number. Walk into the room, and I'm like, guys, you won't believe this. And he's gotten ROSC at this point. And we look at him, and I'm like, oh my God, all of a sudden this guy is transformed. He looks like a kind of cool hipster kind of old guy with like, you know, like actually noticed his like super cool sneakers for the first time. And I'm like, fuck, I totally judged this guy based on the bum commentary. Anyway, he gets admitted to the hospital. And I kind of follow up his case because I was curious. And he ends up dying in the hospital, of course. And then 2 weeks later, maybe 3 weeks later, in the New Yorker, there's an article about him written by the guy who called me, or called him, who's like a Hollywood bigwig. It's in the talk of the town. And it's about how amazingly accomplished and creative and vibrant he is and how everybody loves him. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. And then he's like, describes a surreal experience of calling him and some orderly at a ghetto hospital is confused and answers the phone. He should have said that, keeps asking about the allergies. And I was like, that's perfect. You know, I judged this guy, and now I'm judged in return. So it's perfect. Turnabout is fair play. Thank you so much. So our next story, Aisha.